This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. It's not every day that an author writes his first novel after winning 5 literary prizes, but Anthony Mara has done just that. And reviewer Meg Wolitzer says the book lived up to all her expectations.
Some of the best writing advice I ever got was from an editor who told me that a reader needs to want to go there. What he meant is that you should make the world of your story inviting. It needs to be a place where readers want to linger. I was thinking about that as I was reading Anthony Mara's amazing book, A Constellation of Vital Phenomena. The story takes place in Chechnya. It's full of hopelessness and torture and war and landmines. The thing is, I did want to go there. The book is so good, the writing and the characters are so compelling, I stayed in it. Listen to this first sentence. On the morning after the feds burned down her house and took her father, Hava woke from dreams of sea anemones. Hava is this incredibly bright little girl living in the most unlivable circumstances. The feds have cut off her father's fingers during an interrogation. Now they're back to take him in the middle of the night. Hava hides, but it's clear they want to take her too. So her neighbor, Ahmed, brings her to the city hospital, hoping she'll be taken in. That's pretty much the plot. The novel belongs mostly to Ahmed, the neighbor, and also to Sonia, the one doctor still working at the almost entirely equipment-free hospital. When I started this book, I kept nervously trying to rely on Wikipedia. I thought if I understood the complex history of the region, if I was fortified by the details of the First and Second Chechen Wars, if I knew the role of Stalin at the root of all this, I would be prepared. As if. Nothing could have prepared me for what happens in this book's broken landscape. But that's okay. I realized it's better to come to it as a naked reader in the wilderness of the novel. And you should, too. Trust this writer, because he's created such an accomplished and affecting book. It's not perfect. Every once in a while, you can feel Mara trying a little too hard to tie loose ends together. And I don't blame him. The material he's working with really defies order and reason. But he doesn't need to try so hard. The lives lived in this novel can seem unbearable, but Anthony Mara has described them in such passionate, extraordinary prose that they become not only writable, but also highly, deeply readable.
The book is A Constellation of Vital Phenomena by Anthony Mara. Our reviewer is Meg Wolitzer. Her most recent novel is The Interestings.